Behind the Wheel
with Peter Hitchener and Chris Miller.
Driven by behindthewheel.com.au.
When do we go for a ride?
Go for a ride indeed. We're going to take you riding in an epic car. In the next couple of minutes, I'm really excited about this one, Pete. The Toyota Camry Ascent Sport.
Absolutely. You've got the keys. We're going to climb aboard and just see how sporty it really is. And you're taken for a drive, because if there's anyone I know who's capable of just being a boy racer on the time, it's you.
I hope I'm going to be able to do it in the new Camry. All right, because like it looks the part. I can see it sitting out there on the street.
Smart.
It looks a lot smarter than the older one.
Yeah, it's got a few little extra bumps. Actually, I think it's grown in size.
Mm.
And if you look down there under the doors, you see it has those pretend...
side skirts or something.
That's exactly right. Running boards.
Camry.
They seem to be back in. They seem to be everywhere. I just picked up a Prado for a test drive, and I'm loving it, and we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
And getting into it is just made all the more difficult by those lovely running boards. But never mind.
Right, okay.
It's a design flourish, and designers have to do these things because otherwise cars would look the same. They'd still look like T-model Fords.
Yeah.
One of which I also saw this week.
Really? Mm-hmm. And I hope you're going to bring us a bit more on that and maybe some more on the Monash Car Club at the same time.
Absolutely. On the way.
Excellent. We're also going to talk to Joel Helms, as we do each and every week. And I believe this week, first week in 2018 where he's not had to jet off to a car launch. So hopefully we'll be able to get him out of bed and get him talking about the Isuzu's, their new or 2018 updated range of course, your favourite, the Mux, my favourite, the D-Max.
Yes, indeed. And they're good cars. They're great cars, actually.
Yep.
And
good, honest,
good, honest
knock about.
Yep. Yes, value for money as well. And Joel will have more on that. I think he quite likes them, actually.
Absolutely. Mm. Rachel, she's coming back a little later in the show and wants to talk about her favourite car TV show.
Yes. Now, there's a lot to think about there. I know a lot of people will be thinking about Jeremy Clarkson and Company.
Of course. Going straight to Top Gear or what's it called now, the Grand Tour.
Well, that's why I hesitated on calling it what it is, because I don't know what it's called anymore.
And how do you watch it? Because it's on Amazon Prime or something, and it's not. I think Channel 7 play it, but it's like weeks old.
Well, I haven't actually caught up with it, but I know that's what they're doing these days.
Yep.
Jeremy and Company.
But do you think that it's going to be that obvious when it comes to Rach? I don't know. She's sort of seems to be a little left field at times.
Rach is more out there than that, so let's find out what she has to say.
Maybe it's fifth gear.
Exactly.
Could be that
show.
Or
maybe it's the eighth gear that you sometimes have in some automatic cars these days that don't need them. But anyway.
Well, like the Commodore I've got now, where it's just got nine gears and can't decide what gear it wants to be in.
There you go.
Spoiled for choice. You'll be spoiled for choice too, particularly if you're a lady and you want to go luxury car shopping. Mm. We've stumbled across a lovely gal called Jackie Hayes, and she started this great new initiative. It's called Madam Wheels.
Mm.
And from what I understand, I'll get the details from her a little later, but I think it's got something to do with like a personalised car buying service, because maybe some of the ladies out there don't get treated with the respect that they deserve when they go into car yards. Because I still think, you know, your typical kind of stereotypical used car salesman.
Oh, be careful here.
Would be,
careful.
The person you'd consider to be sort of chauvinistic, yeah? Like, I mean, I'm not saying that there are any...
No,
I'm pretty sure there might be a couple left.
That's a sweeping generalisation, I think. And I think you're on thin ice there. But look, women would probably feel more comfortable having an expert in their corner helping them. And Jackie Hayes is certainly that. And so we'll find out what Madam Wheels offers. And whether or not, if you happen to be a bloke who's not sure actually how to go about getting the bargain you want, well, maybe you could contact Jackie as well.
Well, that's it. She sounds kind of cute. So, you know, maybe if you're not having car trouble, I don't know.
Oh, Chris.
Sorry. Should we go driving?
Let's.
All right, so we've made it down to the all-new Camry... What is it? The Camry LT Snow. The Camry...
Camry Ascent Sport.
A Sport. Right, yes. Okay.
It's got the four tailpipes. Now, that's essential when you have a sport.
BMW M car, isn't it? Quad exhausts.
Well, yes, it is.
We're inside the cabin, so you would think with those quad exhausts, we should get some nice sort of throaty rumble, yeah? Not quite.
Not so much.
No.
But
sounds a bit like a Camry.
It's nicely made. It's very nicely made. This is the first fully imported Camry ever, I think.
It is indeed. $31,990 for this car as we sit in it. And it's certainly...
a big step up from the old Camry, isn't it? The interior quality, at least.
I love it. I like the layout of the dash. That's very smart. I like the stitching on the pretend leather there. It's lovely. it's got fabric seats too, which are handy for...
You know what? I like fabric unless you've got dogs or kids.
Yes.
That's when you need leather.
That's when you need leather.
The rest of the time, fabric would do me, I reckon.
Yes, and as long as you don't go through a drive-through, but I know you don't do that either, so you don't want to have any little things spilled.
Oh, yes, there is a French fry, right?
No,
okay.
There might be a French fry somewhere if you're not careful. All right, now let's take it for a drive. See what you think. Right. Pop it into gear.
Okay, great. So the Camry Ascent Sport.
That's it.
Here we go. All right, let's go. Okay.
Smooth.
Quiet.
Smooth and quiet.
We'll give it
handles
that.
Nicely.
Steering's very light, isn't it?
Yep. It's pleasant to live with. It's terrific to live with. You'd expect that from a Toyota and from a Camry, wouldn't you?
All right. Well, let's see how sporting it actually is.
Yes.
Not very.
Not hugely, but enough. Not hugely, but enough. Remember, there's
only just enough, though.
There's two fully grown adults and a child in the car at the moment. And I would imagine most users of a Toyota Camry wouldn't really want to go caning it and taking the corners on two wheels.
True.
I think they'd be happy enough.
It does handle. It's not too bad.
It handles
pretty
well.
You can feel the size, though, can't you? You know it's a big car.
Yes, that's correct. And, of course, those running boards, they just make all the difference.
Well, I think that so far and the quad exhausts are probably the only thing that kind of befit the title sport.
Yes, I think
because it doesn't really seem to be sporting in any other sense of the word.
And yet, I must say, having been driving it for the past week, not the full week, but most of the week, I've actually become rather fond of it, I have to tell you. And I can see why it is that Camrys are perennially popular with people. They're nice.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is beautifully built. Like $31,990, you're getting a lot of car for your money, aren't you? You really
and
are.
And it obligingly reminds you if you're straying from your lane.
Okay, great. So
obligingly
lane keep assist.
And annoyingly at times, but that's what you need. That's what it's for. It's a safety feature.
Okay, have we got blind spot monitoring on this?
No.
Right, okay.
That would be handy. I'd like that.
Yep.
In fact, I think it should be mandatory on all cars.
I would agree.
But... Feel the roar of the yes,
the Westinghouse motor. That's probably the biggest disappointment, isn't it? Like everything else about the car is new, but the gearbox and the engine are the same, and they're as sort of underdone as ever. Yes. I'd suspect this car's probably heavier than the old one too. There's more kit in it.
I would say so, and it feels bigger. I'm not too sure whether the dimensions have changed, but it's quite roomy, and it's actually quite a good family proposition.
It is. It's a good looking car. I like the new bum on it. I like the new face on it, which has kind of got a bit of Lexus about it with almost a spindle grill, hasn't it?
Correct.
I think the key is you've got to get used to seeing these Camrys because, like the old one, they're going to be everywhere. It's just, you know, sales reps across the nation will be champing at the bit to get into this new luxurious Camry.
And I think they'll like it.
I think they will.
Oh, there you are. You heard it then. That was Lane Keep Assist, and I tell you what, it doesn't sleep. It's always ready to remind you, hey, Buster, you've gone off the tracks. Get back there.
Excellent.
Which is good. Very good.
$31,990 for the new Camry. I'm sure there's cheaper versions. I know. I think the Ascent starts at around about $27,000. So good value for money. Nice car. Hard to get excited about, though.
The ideal family vehicle has 7 seats, is spacious, practical, luxurious, and realistically priced. The new Havel H9 ticks all those boxes. The 2018 Havel H9 has just landed in Australian dealerships and boasts a turbocharged 180kW engine, 8-speed auto transmission, and more of the luxuries car buyers have come to expect from Havel. With 7 seats, great off-road ability, and a 5-year warranty, this is the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. Behindthewheel.com.au. where motoring starts.
Behind the Wheel.
On the road. Accelerated by behindthewheel.com.au.
Yes, well, I hope you all enjoyed the Toyota Camry Ascent Sport. It really wasn't sporty.
Not the way you drive, it wasn't.
Hey, look, we're going to meet up with the guys from the Monash Car Club shortly. Looking forward to that. Well, it was you that were sort of out there sort of hassling them, kind of going, can you talk to me about your car? And
well, yes.
And a couple of them gave in, didn't they? And
yes, they did. They were lovely. They were very welcoming. I saw my first ever Model T Ford, as a matter of fact.
And wow.
The good people from this car club
attend
various charity functions to show off the cars, get some interest in classic and vintage cars.
Yeah.
And for this one, because it was for the Monash Children's Hospital, give any kids who were there too a bit of a look at the at how motoring used to be. So they do very nice work.
I bet. Well, looking forward to hearing a bit more about that later in the show. We're going to catch up with James Scrimshaw. Jaguar got a lot of news, of course, out of Geneva. Everyone would have seen it by now, I'm sure. The Jaguar I-Pace, the first all-electric SUV from Jaguar. It's really exciting. Rachel Franco is going to talk about her favourite TV car show. Joel's going to give us some Isuzu news. But right now, I wanted to have a chat about something that landed in my inbox just this morning. And I went, you know what? This is a ripper idea. So tell us what the idea is from the company called Madam Wheels. It's the very lovely Jackie Hayes. G'day, Jackie. Welcome to Behind the Wheel.
Oh, thank you, Chris. It's lovely to be speaking with you.
Jackie, tell us about this idea, because I think this sounds like you think, why didn't somebody think of this before? So tell us what's involved.
I guess I've been a journalist for 30 years, and this is something that I've been watching happen as a columnist for the Financial Review over the years, where I was seeing that car manufacturers were very aware that women are the main decision makers of car purchases in this country, and yet the women were not feeling the love on the showroom floor.
Mm.
They were feeling, you know, it's quite an aggressive situation for them sometimes, and feeling quite patronised and intimidated.
Mm. And how many times do you hear when you know, female family members come home and they go, well, they asked me, could I have to ask my husband? And it's like,
yeah,
did you punch him?
Yeah, no. Well, most dealerships tell me that if the wife doesn't like it, the boy won't buy it.
Hmm.
The woman is the one who influences the decision or the colour, or she's the main driver of it generally. It's a bit of an unmet need, I suppose. Women need to step up as well. They need to call the shots. They need to get informed and go into the buying equation in a position of strength so that they're getting what they want, not what they're sold.
Right. So how does Madam Wheels help the ladies out there?
Well, I've got a website which is now live called madamwheels.com. And it is full of news, reviews and interviews written by a woman for women. So it's looking at cars from a different perspective from what you'd see in the male motoring media. That's one. And secondly, often women don't want to go into the actual negotiating phase themselves, or they get too bamboozled by the offerings or the options. So I offer, I guess, a handheld sort of private client car advisory service where we look at a person's individual personality, their sensibilities, their lifestyle. These are things that matter to women when they're thinking about their cars, and suggest to them, based on their budget, what options there are and why they might fit, take them to the dealerships, get them test drives, and where necessary, do the negotiating for them to get best price.
That's
and
terrific.
The best conditions.
That's terrific. I must tell you, I have a confession to make here, Jackie. I feel just as disempowered buying a car as the next person, whatever their gender. So I can't see this failing, because it's so empowering.
It is fun, and it's fun, but it's also helping people understand that cars are fun, and it's about using them as vessels to improve your life with. Like, get out there, do a road trip with your family or the people that you love, switch your devices off and look at this gorgeous country we've got around us. So we're trying to encourage that through a road trip's part of the site as well, eventually as well, to encourage people to get into life and get out of the hustle and bustle, I suppose.
Yeah, love it. Mm. So, Madam Wheels, is it a service that you would use to, say, shop for your new, I don't know, Hyundai i30, or is it something more left for the realms of people wanting to buy the newest Ferrari California, for example?
Mm. Yes, we had to think very carefully about that, because clearly it's a very, very big market and a completely, you know, competitive market in this country. I can't do everything. It's a one-man band right now, so I have targeted the niche top end, looking, I guess, Audi and up. pretty well everything up there. So it's luxury cars.
Nice. Mm. Okay, so the big question really has to be is what sort of car does Jackie Hayes drive?
Oh, I love my cars. I've got two. I have one that I used with the children and their sport and snow and horses. And
yeah.
That's the Land Rover Discovery, which I adore.
Nice. Yeah, beautiful
lovely
car.
Cars.
But my dream car and the car that I love and my day-to-day drive, which I adore, is an Audi RS6.
Oh, an RS6?
Good yes. work. Good
You're
work.
Serious about this, are you? Wow.
No, I love it, and I'm an absolute rev head. So as much as I admire and look forward to the sort of electric car, which you just mentioned before, yeah. the I-Pace, coming into the world, I am just a bit of a petrol head, I'm afraid. I love my speed. I love my V8. I love my turbocharge. And
wow.
every day I'm in that car, I say to my son, I love this car.
Oh, I bet.
Sick of hearing it. Sick of it.
Oh, that is
good on you.
Very uplifting, I tell you what.
Absolutely. people can reach you, madamwheels.com.au?
Yes, no, not the AU. It's Jackie at madamwheels.com or hello at madamwheels.com. Madam without an E, by the way.
Gotcha. Yes. All right, check the website out if you are in the market for a car that's sort of in the Audi kind of prestige realm. I think Jackie could be your gal.
I think so. And Jackie, one last question.
Yes.
So if it were a male who got in touch with you and said help, would you?
I think you have to help the men wherever they need their help.
We need a lot of it.
We do.
Jackie Hayes, founder and I suppose influencer. We can call
yeah,
it that.
I guess
yeah.
So. Editor, yeah. as much as I despise that word, but yes.
There we go. MadamWheels.com. Check it out. She'll hold your hand. Great to talk to you, Jackie. Good luck with it. We'll keep in touch.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
I reckon Jackie's going to do pretty well out of that little venture, madamwheels.com. I wonder, did you meet any people that were a little like Jackie when you were hanging out with the Monash Car Club earlier?
Well, I tell you what, the Monash Car Club, they were there at Monash Children's Hospital in Melbourne at the Walk Day, which is a fundraiser and a community
yeah,
event.
Great.
And fortunately, they brought their classic and vintage and heritage cars along, everything from a Humber Hawk to a T-Model Ford, Mercedes, and an Oldsmobile. It was just terrific.
Any breakdowns on the day?
No. And,
right.
And it was just terrific meeting the people and having a yarn about it. So this is what I found out.
So looking at this glorious Mercedes-Benz soft top, well, it's a convertible, isn't it, Pam?
It is a convertible.
And there is a hard top option that you can keep in the garage. And
that's right. There is a hard top option and there's a soft top, which folds into the back of the back seat.
What do you do with the hard top? Does it just sit quietly in the garage?
It does, and it's on a frame made specially for it.
So the car, I know it's rude to talk about age, but how old is the car?
It's a 1983 Mercedes.
Okay, it's beautiful. Now, this is the Mercedes Roadster, would they have called it? What did they call
it? Convertible Cabriolet, I think.
Oh, yes, and it's very stylish. The paintwork is in beautiful condition. I love the gold pinstripes down the side, and you've got the wheels, the original wheels. So
it's
in beautiful.
Red, so it goes fast.
Oh, it goes fast. Of course it does. It's a red car, and just to enjoy that, you've got your red jacket on as well.
You've got a match, haven't you?
Now, tell me about what it's like having a car that's more than 20 years old.
It's good fun. We're in car clubs, and we go lots of places that people would not normally get into. It's a good movement to be in. Very friendly, very social.
Does a car that's, I haven't done the math, but it's 30-something
years
old.
That's right.
Does it need parts? Is it hard to get parts?
It hasn't been hard so far because they're quite a common model.
Yes, they're very popular.
They're
much loved and still glamorous to this day.
They are.
I love the ones that had the pagoda roof. It might have been a slightly earlier model, I think, than yours.
I think it is. It's a similar shape when we have the hard top on it.
This
is
bigger,
though. Silver shape.
Yes. About the same.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much. What would you say to anyone who's considering buying something like this?
Buy one soon before you're too old to get in and out of it.
You're wonderful. Thank you. Right. So, Ron, tell us about your car, which is a Ford.
1928 model A Ford. had it since 1978, and it didn't look like that, but it's been completely restored.
How much do you spend restoring a car to its probably better than original condition?
Oh, it was many years. As I say, 1984 to 86, we spent, a friend helped me,
yep.
And I think at that time, I spent around about $7,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And today, if, look at that beautiful pinstriping around the door. Oh, gosh, it's beautifully done. If it suddenly decides it needs something, a gasket or something, I don't know what they need, is it hard to get parts?
No, not for a Ford.
Is that so?
Yeah, very readily available. Yeah.
Is that so?
There's a gentleman in Milan that has a big range of spares, and if I ring him up, say, Monday morning, I'll have it on my post of Tuesday.
That is amazing.
Failing that, you can get it from the States.
Yes, and that's true. And so there's always enthusiasts who source these
popular
things, or maybe make them.
Model A and Model T are very popular.
Now, tell me, you've got two cars in your family. You've got the Mercedes, more recent, that's 83, and you've got the Ford, which is 33, was it?
No, 28.
Oh, 28, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, do you have any contemporary cars, or is it all classic and heritage vehicles?
No, we've got a Toyota Orion. It's a family car.
I wonder whether Orions are going to be collectible and beloved of car collectors in future or not.
Probably not. You go the way of all the plastic cars and that. But they're very reliable, I must say.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
These are beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Motorists are taking more notice than ever about how their car ownership affects the environment. But did you know that simply keeping your car clean can also be environmentally damaging? If you want to do the right thing and keep potentially harmful chemicals out of the drains, then invest in the EcoCar car cleaning range from Altrex Auto Accessories. EcoCar are a range of effective and environmentally safe products that every Australian garage should have. And they contain environmentally friendly ingredients including natural coconut and aloe vera. You can purchase the EcoCar car cleaning range from the Altrex Auto Accessories online store at altrex.com.au.
For the latest truck and bus industry news, visit heavyvehicles.com.au. We bring you coverage of the latest new models, new technologies, and issues that matter to owners and drivers. Read heavy vehicle reviews, and you can win some great truck-related prizes too. heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus news every day.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel, where motoring starts.
Well, we're going to talk to Rachel about her favourite car show and Pete about his favourite TV car show later in the show. Because I know you're such a huge fan of Jeremy Clarkson, Pete.
Well, look, I think their show was probably one of the great game changers when it comes to television car shows, because up until then, programmers would have said to you, oh, no, car shows on
car
TV
shows
don't work. No, they don't
work on radio
break.
Either, apparently.
But they actually do.
Turns out they do. Mm. And they work for very good reason. Reasons like Mr. James Scrimshaw from Jaguar and Land Rover, because people like him bring a wealth of information to everyone listening to Behind the Wheel, and he's going to do the same again today. Because exciting times for Jaguar, their first all-electric car unveiled at Geneva. And to get a bit more info, it is the man. G'day, James. How are you going?
I'm going great. Thank you very much. And great to be back with you, gentlemen.
James, tell us about this all-electric car. It sounds amazing and exceedingly fast.
It is. So very exciting. So basically, the Jaguar I-Pace is the concept car that we showed near 2 years ago. It is basically the same car we put into production, virtually unchanged. We haven't done a lot on this car to change it. So to explain what it is a brand new all-electric SUV, compact SUV, bigger than a compact SUV, because it's a bit unique in size. It's a bit of a cab-forward design, so without the engines in the front, we're able to change the interior space and stretch the vehicle in different ways. So it is a unique vehicle, definitely different than anything else that you would have driven before, and it's going to have performance to match that. It's definitely going to feel like a Jaguar to both dynamically and also in performance.
So it's all electric.
All electric.
And how long, what sort of range do you get?
Sure.
I suppose that depends, of course, on how heavy the right foot is.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, we're using new industry figures, which we're saying is going to do 480 in a range. That's an average, depending on how you drive. It could get slightly more, but around 480. And the performance that we're going to have with that is 0 to 104.8 seconds.
Oh, fantastic. 4.8 seconds.
Amazing.
Which is not bad at all. And finally.
Right, exactly. And of course, with electric motors, all the torque comes on instantly from like one rev, so it's kind of throw you back in your seat type of thing.
It does. So not only are you getting 294 kilowatts with the combined two engines, it's all-wheel drive, so an engine in the front, an engine in the rear, electric motor, but it's going to have near 700 newton metres of torque.
Wow.
Which is the same as in an F-type SVR, and you gentlemen know what that performs
we
like.
Do, yes, we do, yes, indeed. Etched into my memory.
which is great. So that's the performance you're going to get out of this car. It's going to throw you back in the seat, but dynamically is the real hit. It's definitely got a very low center of gravity. We've built it mostly out of aluminium to reduce the weight, and because the battery is basically along the floor there, it's going to be an amazing vehicle to drive around corners. So we've spent a lot of time making this car handle like a Jaguar, and
fantastic.
It's really going to impress you.
Would have heard on Behind the Wheel Pete and I talking about Teslas in the past, and that's kind of our main experience when it comes to electric cars. We've always been wowed by the way they accelerate. A couple of things we've been a little disappointed with, I suppose you could say, with the Tesla is, apart from an amazingly huge screen in the sort of centre console, the rest of the interior kind of doesn't sort of stack up the way you'd want to, particularly when you're paying north of, say, 250 grand for, the Model X P100D. Jaguar, on the other hand, have been building cars for, about 80 years now? They kind of got the interior well and surely nailed.
That's right. They do. So that's the difference between ourselves and the other company you mentioned is we have been doing this for 80 years. It is something that we do know how to build cars. We're very, very good at building cars over and over and to a price point. So it's something that we are confident we can do. And we're bringing that experience to the EV market. So we're not Johnny come lately in building cars. And we're going to bring this expertise into the EV market. So it's going to be, there's a new entry in the market now. So Jaguar's come here and launching, at half the price of the performance model of the Tesla. Or you think it's a very good offering.
Yeah, it sounds like a winner. And of course, you guys doing really well in the electric Formula E series as well. They're in-house electric motors built by Jaguar, is that right?
Absolutely. So yeah, everything is being done. So these are our own engines and they're the same electric engines that we're using and learning from the i-Type race car, the Formula E racing car. So, we've reached a point in the Formula E racing where we're now engineering our own motors, as are our competitors. So we're able to take that technology straight from the racing and put it straight into our cars. So that's one of the reasons we got involved in the Formula E in the first place, to bring that learning and the performance that we get out of that sort of driving into our own cars.
I remember around 12 months ago, you told me that soon Jaguar would have electric cars in just about every segment. What proportion of the cars in future do you expect to be electric versus conventional propulsion?
Well, in the start, we're sort of working our way towards what we're going to do is from the year 2020, that's sort of a mark we've given ourselves. We're going to want to have every single new model we're launching after that date is going to have an electric drivetrain involved. So you'll be able to get maybe a petrol engine or a diesel engine or a hybrid or an electric engine in the car. So that's what we're going to be offering. We're going to give a lot more choice across the entire range of Jaguar and Land Rover products. And within 2 years, that's our commitment. It's going to be across the range.
Fantastic. Well, the I-Pace, we're going to see it, late this year in Australia?
Yes, it's come forward, actually. It was going to be December, January, but great news is we're going to have these from October this year.
Fantastic.
Which is brilliant, and so we're going to be one of the first markets in the world to launch it. Our pricing's already been firmed here, and that's been received very, very well by both the dealer network and all the online reports I've read over the weekend. Once we announce the vehicle, so we can't wait. It's counting down 7 months to go, and we can't wait.
Fantastic. Just a quick one: how long sort of charge time are you looking at to get that full range of 480k?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways of doing it. There's if you do it at home, let's just talk about, just your normal home. So if you plug in the garage, if you plug in, then you will fully charge your vehicle. It was drained in 12 hours, so overnight. So it's a matter of plugging it in and forgetting it. It will even update and give you a software update overnight as well. So it will update the car, put the latest software in the car as it's charging overnight in your garage while you're sleeping. There's also going to be a DC charger. So these are being introduced to Australia, and you could even, you know, put a charger at home as well. And some of these chargers are going to give you 80% charge in about 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to give you...
And
for example, you can top up these cars as well. So in 15 minutes, you'll get 100 kilometres range. So it's, you know, people need to sort of understand it and get around it. And we can't wait to have these on the road for people to start trying and having an electric experience. Because once you've driven one of these cars, it's you'll fall in love with them.
It just changes your whole outlook. You've confirmed the price. Can you tell us what we're looking at?
So it's going to be $119,000. We're going to be stepping up through the range. So we're going to have a model, what we call S, is not a Model S, but the S spec. So, and then we move up to SE, HSE, and we'll have a first edition.
Right.
So the whole range will go between $119,000 and $158,000. And for your listeners, that's plus on road costs. I don't have the exact details in your state.
And vary state from state too. Yeah. So, yeah. It is a lot of money, but $119,000 for a pure electric car that has performance figures like it does, has a range like it does, and has the Jaguar badge on the bonnet. You would have expected you guys to be kind of north of our mates over at Tesla. I would have, you know, you just assumed because of the heritage of Jaguar.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's nice to do that, but we really need this car to be a success. So we've worked hard to get the entry point as low as we possibly could to get people to look at this car and buy it. And even that vehicle at $119,000, it's not going to be a poor spec car. But, you know, as you move up, you'll get some nice Jaguar additions and some nice interiors. And wait till you see the interior, Chris, and you're going to love it. It is beautiful. If you've seen the Range Rover Velar interior, this is another level.
Oh, wow.
That's
really saying something.
The Range Rover Velar is a fantastic car, so that's really good.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we will be waiting with bated breath, everything clenched until we do see it land in the country. Before the I-Pace arrives, though, and you mentioned about sort of entry variants, there's a new entry mark to Jaguar. I've seen the TV ads already. Looks great. It's called the E-Pace, a baby SUV.
Absolutely. So we've announced this, we've been going through this in the last couple of months, and we're at the moment starting to roll these cars into the dealer network over this week and next week. So if you go past the Jaguar dealer, you'll probably see one of these sitting out the front in the next week.
Good.
But the great news is it's a 5-seat compact performance SUV from Jaguar. This is, you would have seen from the Land Rover brand, vehicles like the Range Rover Evoque. Now, Jaguar's taken this to another level. The way this car handles and the dynamics of this car, another level, just the turn-in, the way that it exits a corner. It's the lack of understeer on an SUV like this is just incredible. We recently drove it through the wonderful rally course of Corsica. Which, poor thing.
It's a tough car.
Oh, it's hard work, isn't it? Yeah.
It was very cold.
That's karma.
Wonderful experience. But, you know, we pushed that car quite hard through that closed rally course for quite a few days, and it impressed everyone. It was much more than anyone thought. And we're launching that at just under 48,000, so 47,750. That kicks off plus on-road costs, and it's basically going to be on sale in the next 2 weeks.
Wow. And it'd be fair to say there's never been a brand new Jaguar you could buy in this country for under 50 grand.
Never.
No.
Never. Not
no,
as fine.
Never.
I think the last time we probably went there when we had the X-Type and we were doing a run out on X-Type, which is a decade ago.
You couldn't wait to run that thing out either, could you?
Probably get 2.1 X-Type front drive. That was $49,950.
Yep.
But that, you know, this is an all-wheel drive car. So the important thing to mention at $47,750, this is not a front-wheel drive car like some of our competitors have. It is an all-wheel drive car from base spec right through. So we're not, this isn't a compromise. It is an SUV and it's an all-wheel drive vehicle.
And I would imagine it'd be fair to assume the Ingenium range of engines, the 2-litre turbo petrol, 2-litre turbo diesel, will be kind of featured in the E-Pace?
Yeah, so all mentioning, so we've got a whole range of engines now. So there's going to be a couple of different diesel spec. You can go from 110 or all the way up to 177 kilowatts in a diesel with 500 newton metres, which is, you would have driven that motor.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a ripper engine, yeah.
Mm. So think about that in a small SUV. It absolutely matches to it beautifully. But on top of that, we've got a couple of high-performance petrol engines, so up to 221 kilowatts.
There we go.
Four-cylinder petrol turbo.
That's the same four-cylinder you can now get in the F-type sports car, isn't it?
It's identical. So you are really, and this car is a it's a small SUV F-type. It has a lot. The interior looks like an F-type. The engine, but some of them, even that one, is being borrowed from an F-type.
You even pinched the headlights from an F-type too, I think.
We have. So Ian has done a lot of work, Ian Callum, to include the headlight look in that car. He didn't want it to look like an F-Pace. He wanted this car to be more reflective of the F-type. So it definitely has a different personality. The gear shift is different inside. You've got a gear shift, though, like the F-Type as well, and the interior. If you're sitting in there, and you would think for a moment you're sitting in an F-Type.
Fantastic. Can't wait to see it. I'm going to a Jaguar dealer this weekend just to get a bit of a look.
Good idea.
If you haven't got a Jag dealer near you, I'd suggest jump onto our website, behindthewheel.com.au, or, of course, jaguar.com.au. And I reckon you could while away a few hours at that website, just, you know, configuring your own I-Pace, maybe have a look at an E-Pace for a second car. I'm sure. I know Pete spends hours on the Jaguar website all the time.
Yeah, please do that. And that is one of the most popular parts of our website. We track that, and we have more people spending time building cars and configuring cars on our website, building their dream car, than any other part of the site. So please do. Please don't go and build your I-Pace. You can build one on the website now, or an E-Pace, and choose your magic car.
Can you order them online yet?
Very soon we're going to. It's only a matter of months away, and we're going to have that function where you can actually, you know, be able to purchase a car all the way through.
Sitting in your trackies on the lounge room on the couch.
Mm.
Then that will be, that's the aim. Eventually we'll be able to be end-to-end. But at this point in time, you can indicate, and someone will contact you as soon as you indicate that you're in the car.
Bloody marvellous. We could talk all day, James. We've run out of time. Look, great to talk to you. Exciting times ahead for Jaguar, and I can't wait to see what the rest of this year brings. It really is awesome.
It's a really exciting year, gents. Thanks. It's always a pleasure to be on your program and to talk to your listeners, and thank you very much. Look forward to the next chat.
I'm sure it won't be long. James. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Australian families looking for the ideal vehicle for their needs are often left frustrated. Some vehicles seem to tick all the boxes but then cost the earth. Others are well priced but don't have the space or features that families need. Stop compromising, as there is an option that won't leave you wanting more. The new Havel H9. Boasting a 180kW turbo engine, 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability, and 7-seat capacity, the Havel H9 just can't be beaten. Visit your local Havel dealership today or havel.com.au.
The heat is on, and that means you need to do all you can to keep cool. Window tint is what you need on your car windows, and there is a way to do it yourself. With Altrex window tint, you can achieve professional results for a fraction of the price of commercial tinting. It's easy to apply and available in 2 lengths and 4 shades. Altrex window tint blocks harmful UV rays, reduces road glare, and keeps your interior cooler while also adding privacy. And it comes with a 5-year guarantee. Altrex window tint is available from local auto accessory retailers and in the online store at altrex.com.au.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel, where motoring starts.
Yeah, we've got a product review for you shortly. You will need to brace yourself for the one and only Rachel Franco. She's only a few minutes away.
Oh, she's got a great topic today too, hasn't she?
Absolutely. And you never quite know what's going to come out of her mouth either. So it's very generally witty. Always entertaining and
witty,
sometimes
and
a little shocking.
Yes,
so,
sometimes,
you know,
a little bit. Yep.
It's just one of those compelling pieces of radio you need to listen to every week. Same with Joel Helms. He's always got something fascinating to tell us, because normally he's in some exotic location. Although I think for the first time in 2018, he's getting to spend 7 whole nights in a row in his own bed.
Well, it doesn't often happen.
I'm not sure how Mrs. Joel feels about it, but anyway, Joel Helms, how are you going?
We need to just clarify that that's because I'm normally away on car launches.
That
could have been taken a different way if you had a bit of a dirty mind. But anyway.
You went there, not us. So what have you been doing with your time at home? Gardening, kind of cleaning out behind the fridge, those sorts of things?
Yeah, there's been a momentary lull in car launches, which has been good and makes you realise how much work you can get done when you're not jetting around the country looking at new cars. But no, it's been good because I've had a couple of weeks back at home driving the two offerings from Isuzu Ute, the MUX and the D-Max. And once again, good, honest offerings that they are.
Both tough as nails, aren't they? You just know you couldn't break them.
Well, see, there's something about these trucks that a lot of people don't know, and that's that the engine under the bonnet, the 3-litre turbo diesel, is actually found in a lot of Isuzu light-duty trucks. So, I mean, there's no more recommendation for an engine being durable than being in that application. They're certainly going to get a hard life. And, you know, I think you feel that when you drive these vehicles. I think they've got the kind of driveline that would go on and on and on forever.
You do get that feeling. And actually, again, as with most cars that we review, the longer time you spend with them, the more you get to appreciate their positive qualities.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the way I feel even more so about the MUX. The D-Max is, look, the D-Max doesn't excel in any way. It's just a good all-rounder. It's, you know, it's not the most refined. It's not the most comfortable. But everything it does honestly. And it doesn't pretend to be anything more than just a, you know, a good, honest ute with a 3.5-ton towing capacity and, you know, good torque and good fuel economy. There's nothing more to it than that. But the MUX, I think, is definitely a bit of a, well, what would you say, you know, an unknown quantity when it comes to family vehicles, because the space into that third row of seats for seats 6 and 7, absolutely phenomenal. I think it's better than what you'd find in things like Kluger and CX-9.
Mm. Yeah, exactly right. But, of course, brings you the added benefit that you have to pay an awful lot more for to buy a Prado, for example, or a, you know, kind of Ford Everest. You know, the proper low-range four-wheel drive, meaning it'll go anywhere, and you've still got the seven-seat comfort at a reasonable price.
Well, that's exactly right. And beyond that, you also have the opportunity to buy just the 4x2 model. So, I mean, Isuzu didn't have to do that. They could have just made it 4x4, charged you the premium on the whole entire range, but you're able to buy the more affordable, less expensive 4x2 version if going off-road isn't a huge priority for you. And, of course, an MUX would go just about anywhere, even just the rear-wheel drive version.
True.
Yeah, so you should take that into account as well, yeah.
Pretty well spec'd too, from memory.
Yeah, well, there's three different variants of the MUX, and it's got basically everything you could need. Of course, you have to go right up to the top of the range to get the DVD, the roof-mounted DVD player, which is probably a necessity for families, nice addition. But unfortunately, things like AEB, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, that sort of thing, not on the menu. But you never know, those things might be added in coming years. But I guess that's only really the slight compromise that you have to make with one of these vehicles. Of course, it's not quite as svelte to drive as something like a CX-9. So a little bit more truck-like. The steering's a little bit heavier.
Yep.
But for most people, gee, it's just a really good all-rounder.
Yeah, yeah, and easy to get accustomed to, easy to live with, easy to park, you know. And again, you go back to, I bet the guys at Isuzu were bleeding that Toyota got that unbreakable tag for their Hilux because it just suits the MUX and the D-Max so well.
It does.
Exactly. I mean, and one last thing on the MUX is it's got some road presence about it. Despite the fact that it's not intimidating to drive. It's sort of a good mix in that way as well.
You're right. Mm. It's a good-looking unit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Excellent. Well, of course, you can read with Vigor at behindthewheel.com.au, the reviews of the MUX and the D-Max and any other review you like. Behindthewheel.com.au. Joel Helms, as always, have fun. Where are you off to next week? Are you back on the plane again?
I am going to Adelaide.
Oh, you poor thing.
Are you allowed to say what for?
Volkswagen Polo.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, can't wait to hear about that. It's an exciting car. Joel, safe travels. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Well, it doesn't seem to matter what car you drive, whether it be a small, I don't know, key up or a super large Mercedes-Benz S-Class, you're guaranteed to have some black trim somewhere, and if you don't, you've got black tyres. So that's why this week's product of the week really works. It's from our great mates at Alltrex Auto Accessories, and it's called the CarPlan Black Trim Wax. Now, basically, it cleans and restores black trim and is specifically designed to restore faded and discolored black exterior car surfaces. So I think window surrounds, door protection moldings and bumpers. It uses a unique combination of waxes and polymer extracts to restore the shine on black bumpers, trims and mirror casings. And it's a great product to have at your disposal. At the end of another long, hot summer, we reckon this is exactly the time to moisten your rubbers. You can do it with a bottle of CarPlan Wheel, Tyre and Bumper Black Trim Wax. That's CarPlan Wheel, Tyre and Bumper Black Trim Wax. Buy it now for $9.99 at alltrex.com.au. Oh, look out, we're nearly there for another week. I'm almost ready for a Bex and a lie down. It's been such a huge show. You okay, Pete? You still awake over there?
Yes, I'm having a fantastic time. I've just been thinking back about things I've seen on television over the years.
Yes.
Car shows I've seen on television over the years. And
Not Gambit, the old game show?
Not Gambit, the game of...
National 9 News?
No, not Gambit, a game of skill, fate and fortune. No, I have been at 9 News for 45 years this year, but no, none of those things. I was just thinking about
cars. Do you go home
and
watch, do you sort of tape the news and go home and watch it again?
No, I don't. but of course, we have all sorts of live streaming opportunities, should anyone wish to do so.
Nine.com.au.
Yes, that's it.
Sorry, but TV car shows.
Yes. I think that's I just think that's something that I'd like to get the ideas of the fabulous Rachel Franco about, because Rachel always has something to add to the equation.
She does.
I've always got my finger on the pulse.
There she is. She's got her finger on something, and today it's the pop culture button.
I have to wash my hands now.
Hey. How are you, Rachel?
Yes,
you good?
I'm good, good. How are you guys going?
Going well, thanks. What are your thoughts on car shows on TV?
Look, I love car shows. I'm a massive, massive TV head. Mm-hmm. There's a few that I can't quite get into, but there's a handful that I'm obsessed with and I really, really, really love.
Fire away.
Well, my favourite one at the moment, one of my favourite ones at the moment is a show called Kindig Customs.
Now, that's on Foxtel Discovery Turbo Max Nat P.O. Geo People Stay Thing.
Yeah, that
is that the one?
That's the one.
And also that one, the second channel of it too, the one that repeats 2 hours later.
Oh, so you so go
Discovery
back for more.
Turbo Nat Geo. Yeah, yeah, it's great. You can watch these episodes about 300 times a week because they just get repeated constantly, and then you've got another channel where it's repeated again.
So you like the ones where people go to car auctions and unearth this rusty old wreck that's been in a barn. It's a barn find, and they bring it back to life, put fat wheels on it and lower the suspension and make it sound even louder and boppier than it was in its heyday.
Yeah, I do, but that has to be within reason, and that's actually why I really like this show, because, like, I know MTV had that Pimp My Ride a few years ago.
That was a good fun show, actually.
It was fun, but it was just a bit over the top, a bit ludicrous sometimes.
Like, a bit.
These poor kids have got no money and they've put, like, a barbecue in the boot. I mean, yeah, it's just not really...
Yeah, okay, it was all a bit silly, wasn't it? Yeah.
Practical, yeah. I mean, with this show, it's really fantastic, because it's actually, like, it's a proper workshop, like it's the average person can go there kind of thing. They just happen to film the TV show there. And it's just the work that they do is, it's amazing. Like I can't gush enough about
right.
it. It's such a great show. They just do top quality stuff and their ideas are really unique and a bit out there, but they're right on the money, you know?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's just stupid. It's just classy stuff.
Gotcha. Well, we're having a look at the article that's been posted by your good self at behindthewheel.com.au, and there's some pictures of some of the work they've done. And oh my
amazing.
God, look at that car.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What is it, Rach?
Cadillac Coupe de Ville, 1960 Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Those lovely fins.
Oh, this came in, and just the customisation on it, just the little details, what they've done. So it's sort of like this burgundy colour that they've gone with, but with copper accents. And they, on the front and rear grille and inside on the middle console and stuff, they've done these silver bullets and have incorporated them into the metalwork. I won't go into too much detail because just check it out on either check the show out or check the website out. But it is just phenomenal. It was all individually done. And, I mean, these are jobs that take 12 months to...
Wow. It looks like it, though. It's a work of art, isn't it?
It is.
It is. It really is. They're just amazing vehicles that these guys produce. It's just awesome.
Kindig Customs. Check out Rach's great article on the website, behindthewheel.com.au. We're out of time. Sorry, Rach, but love you. Come back next week.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au. Where motoring starts.
Havel's just released a new family 7-seater SUV, the Havel H9. A finalist in the 2017 4x4 Australia Awards, the Havel H9 is an impressive SUV, boasting a 180kW turbo engine, smooth 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability, and 7-seat capacity. The luxurious Havel H9 will take you to the outback and back in complete comfort. It's the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au.